Catastrophe damage. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. 30 million people from Texas to Wisconsin under threat of a tornado, with a twister already touching down in Arkansas. Reports of at least one dead and two dozen hurt.
A University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Medical Center spokesperson saying that the hospital is currently operating at a mass casualty level. Extensive damage has been reported, as well as power outages.
Fox Weather's Max Gordon. Tornadoes also spotted in Iowa, Illinois, Tennessee, and Mississippi. This afternoon, President Biden traveled to Rolling Fork, Mississippi, promising continued aid to people impacted by last week's tornado.
We have 300 federal personnel on the ground, including FEMA's disaster survivor assistance teams, to ensure a well-coordinated response to get you the assistance you need.
The F4 tornado killed 21 people in Mississippi and one in Alabama. Former President Trump facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense in the indictment handed down against him by a New York grand jury. That's according to the Associated Press. Trump is expected to be formally arrested and arraigned next Tuesday in his hush money case. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman set to go back to work next month.
Pennsylvania's new Democratic Senator John Fetterman sent out an email saying he's been released from Walter Reed after treatment for major depression. He said he will return to D.C. April 17th when the Senate is back from its break. Fetterman experienced a stroke while campaigning last year, and he also experienced auditory processing issues afterward, though he won the November midterm race. But in mid-February, he was admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center's neuropsychiatry unit. His doctor said in a discharge briefing that Fetterman's blood pressure was low. They saw no new signs of stroke, but adjusted his medication as he also went on medication for depression.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
1 year since the massacre in Bucha, Ukraine, and world leaders are remembering the hundreds of lives lost.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky marked the one-year anniversary of Bucha's liberation with the leaders of Slovakia, Slovenia, and Croatia at his side. The name Bucha has practically become synonymous with war crimes for the tales of executions of civilians, torture, and rape. The world saw the mass graves dug out of necessity in Bucha because of all the bloodshed. Human Rights Watch reported 600 bodies were found in the streets of Bucha after the Russian troops retreated. Ukraine's prosecutor general says 9,000 war crimes were committed in this little suburb in just 33 days of Russian occupation. In Bucha, Ukraine, Mike Tobin, Fox News.
Italy is temporarily blocking artificial intelligence software ChatGPT after a data breach as it investigates a possible violation of strict European Union data protection rules. The move involves temporarily limiting the company from processing Italian users' data. The Italian watchdog says OpenAI must report within 20 days what measures it's taken to ensure the privacy of users' data, or face a fine of up to nearly $22 million. The first criminal case involving the shooting of the set of the film Rust has wrapped up.
The first assistant director on the movie Rust, David Halls, pleads no contest to a misdemeanor charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon in the shooting death of cinematographer Halina Hutchins. Halls is the first person to be held accountable. He will not serve jail time, but will serve 6 months of unsupervised probation. He is also expected to testify at a preliminary hearing in May, in which prosecutors are pursuing involuntary manslaughter charges against actor and Rust producer Alec Baldwin and armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. As first AD, Halls is also the film's safety coordinator. Halls said he did not hand the gun to Baldwin. He said Gutierrez-Reed did.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.